Forecast for today, partly cloudy, chance for some rain, high near 70. Full forecast details on the way. In Racine Circuit Court, 29-year-old Union Grove resident Adina Sparks was sentenced Monday to 3 years of probation for running a brothel out of the rented home she had on Vine Street, which also had her four children there. Sparks and another woman, 28-year-old Eugenia Natz, accused of placing ads on the website Backpage.com. Both arrested a few weeks after the Racine County Sheriff's Office began an investigation into the activity at the home with an undercover operation that led to the arrests. Court documents also showing Natz now being sought with a warrant for her arrest after skipping bond. Police in Milwaukee have put out the composite sketch of a sexual assault suspect, a case that began near I-794 in Milwaukee but ended with a rape in Kenosha County. The sketch is of one of the two suspects, a mole above his lip on the right side of his face. Both individuals are Hispanic, believed to have been the same individuals who tried to abduct a woman as she was leaving a Buffalo Wild Wings on June the 15th off the interstate in Kenosha. An ordinance that would allow the trapping, neutering, and release of feral cats was approved by the Kenosha City Council last night after 2 hours of debate and several amendments. The trapped animals would also have to be vaccinated and have an ear tipped to identify them. In discussion, Bill Bowman, president of the Safe Harbor Humane Society, said the ordinance addresses concerns of the neighbors of these so-called community cat caretakers.
We contact the person who is listed as the caretaker and say, you have a problem here with this cat. It's going onto property where people don't want it. This is what you're going to have to do to keep it on your property. In the event it was to come back again, then that person's removed from the program because we're not here to create problems for their neighbors.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy using a report from PETA regarding the need to isolate feral cats from people and other wildlife and releasing them where the weather is temperate said there really is no idea on what is humane when it comes to feral cats.
Well, and the reason I gave that was not to come here and tell you to vote against this, okay? I give you that to show you what the... There is no consensus on trap, neuter, release. There are those people who strongly believe that this is the way it goes, and this is what you should do. And there's other people that say, not exactly.
The ordinance adopted on a vote of 12-3. One of the discussed proposals for amendments was from Alderman John Fox regarding cat loitering, whether that kind of language ought to be in the ordinance. It was again 12-3, the final vote. Alderman Fox, Mikulski, and Paff were against it. The Racine Common Council to meet in Committee of the Whole at 5 p.m. for the results of the Phase 1 study on the proposed multipurpose event center and hotel development on Lake Avenue. 2 hours is budgeted for this gathering before the regular council meeting starts at 7 o'clock. The Racine County Board has another closed-door Committee of the Whole session at 5:15 this evening at the Eisgrove Office Complex, though probably not as secretive as the last time around. The agenda, same language as last meeting. It led to reports from including us, Racine County being in the hunt for a Taiwanese electronics company, and potentially thousands of jobs. The sales of existing homes in the state of Wisconsin were up 1.3% in May, the median price also up 5.8%, but a weakness during April and only slight growth in May, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, kept year-to-date home sales just below the first 5 months of last year. The local numbers from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Locally, sales in May were up 6% in Racine County, 4.1% in Kenosha County, and 9/10 in Milwaukee County when compared to a year ago. Median prices were down 3.4% in Racine County and up 5.5% in Kenosha County and 3.1% in Milwaukee County. For the Southeast region, sales increased 2.1% and the median price rose 4.4%. Comparing the first 5 months of the year, sales were up 6.5% in Racine County, down 8.9% in Kenosha County, and up 1.4% in Milwaukee County. Median prices increased in all three counties, 9.1% in Racine, 10.1% in Kenosha, and 3.6% in Milwaukee. For the Southeast region, sales rose 0.8%, and the median price increased 5.6%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And veterans and community members invited to the next Milwaukee VA Town Hall meeting 4:30 till 6 p.m. tomorrow at the University of Wisconsin-Washington County campus. That is in West Bend. It'll take place in Room 201. Veterans Benefit Claims Clinic will be taking place in Room 204. The amount of per pupil aid in the next state budget, one big concern for Racine Unified officials who hope it won't be reduced from $200 down to $150, as they've heard. And while there's a new proposal that comes equally concerning, this could end up reversing voter-approved referendum issues with a status vote every 5 years. Superintendent Lolly Haas mentioning it during response to some of the citizen comments she had to deal with, specifically teachers and step-level compensation.
Now the legislature is contemplating that any recurring referendum that is in existence has to go out for a vote every 5 years so that a district cannot have a recurring referendum. So if that happened, and it's not just going forward, it is retroactive to 1996, I believe.
Dr. Haas saying that if the legislature approves that language, then districts like Racine Unified could have some major budgetary problems to deal with.
Which means that the $3.5 million a year that we receive on our bank note, our debt for building those new schools, we would have to go to the community and ask them to re-up that every 5 years. And if they vote no, then that $3.5 million a year would have to be absorbed in our budget in excess of what we already have.
Haas adding that we have serious issues confronting us in potential legislation that has to give us all pause to think about what is the right way to approach the fiscal future of this district and this state. The legislation, by the way, is from GOP Representative Janelle Branchen from Menominee Falls. A 16-year-old from Chicago is facing a charge of first-degree intentional homicide in Kenosha Circuit Court for the shooting last fall of a 22-year-old man who died outside of his home on 62nd Street. Latonio Simpson, who turns 17 next month, one of the five arrests made in connection with that case, but one of two people who actually shot the victim, according to police. Judge Mary Wagner ruling that Simpson will continue to face the charges in adult court, with a trial now set for October. 22-year-old James Butler, the other suspected shooter, took his own life while in Calumet City, Illinois, this past February. In Racine Circuit Court, a man accused of firing a shot toward a group of people, including three children, has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. 33-year-old Maurice Ward given that penalty from Circuit Court Judge Faye Flatcher and then 5 years of extended supervision. He pleaded guilty to four of the 14 charges that were filed against him. Court documents had Ward being identified as the person who fired the gun from a car toward a home in the 1400 block of West Street in August of last year. One of the victims recognizing Ward as the person having an ongoing disagreement with her son, who was also outside the home at the time. Nobody, fortunately, got hurt. Sturtevant's Village Board will meet at 6 o'clock this evening at the Municipal Building. Among the agenda items, a resolution that authorizes the sale of the old fire station on 96th Street, which is currently a storage building. There's a resolution to hire the consulting firm Key Benefit Solutions to conduct a post-employment benefit actuarial study, and a resolution that authorizes the request of the Library Foundation to do a market and user study. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burton says U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Kennedy is going to be pivotal in reviewing the constitutionality of Wisconsin's legislative districts drawn by majority Republicans a few years back.
He indicated the last time one of these cases was decided that he was willing to strike down a map that was too partisan, but that none of the litigants in those cases had offered him a clear standard for evaluating what kinds of partisan shenanigans were tolerable and at what point it became unacceptable. So this case has the potential to bring Kennedy on board with the four liberals on the court and potentially create a majority that would strike down maps for being too partisan for the first time in the court's history.
The Supreme Court to take up the Wisconsin legislative boundaries case this fall. The Racine Common Council agenda for its 7 p.m. regular business meeting tonight at City Hall includes the Public Works and Services Committee recommendation to go with September the 18th as the official launch of the new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system. Plans for bulky and yard waste disposal still being developed. There's the Public Safety and Licensing Committee's recommended acceptance of that comprehensive deal with Sam's Riverside Inn that covers the sale of alcohol and premises improvements. And a public hearing and vote on the rezoning and conditional use permit for the Wild Root Market on Walton Avenue. Pleasant Prairie's Village Board met last night and authorized the issuance and sale of two general obligation bonds through TIF District No. 2. These will fund the installation of infrastructure improvements for Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. One general obligation promissory note for $21.4 million for site grading and the installation of water, sewer, and roadway infrastructure. The second note for $4.3 million to accommodate the grading for the future site of Haribo. That's a German confectioner that's planning to put up a U.S. manufacturing facility, the first in the U.S. Last night's Racine Unified School Board meeting included public comment by a number of teachers with regard to the step-level system for pay that a number of them emphasized had been promised by the district, but they said was being taken away. REA President Angelina Cruz suggesting it's the latest in a series of administrative moves that end up hurting students in the long run. Meanwhile, Horlick's Eric Kosterman said it turns into a poor example for the students now being prepared for their futures through the academies.
The first time I took an additional class was because I got a flyer in my mailbox at school from the district about grad school at National Lewis or about additional credits at Laverne University or Concordia or all those other schools that offer that. I think it sent the message so far that if we work hard, that we'll be rewarded. And it's important for us to do that for the staff because it's what's best for the kids. Because how am I going to stand in front of my students and tell them it's important for you to get an education? School matters and learning matters. And someday you're going to get a job because we're going to help you be career ready. How am I going to stand in front of them and tell them that some employer is going to reward them if I'm not so sure our employer is going to reward us for doing the exact same thing?
Superintendent Lolly Haas took note that the district budget isn't done yet, but she also pointed out the state budget could have a major impact on operations and compensation plans.
We continue to wait for open enrollment out numbers. The legislature is pondering increasing the amount of money that we have to pay districts who receive our students in open enrollment, which will be another hit to the budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars perhaps. And we continue to need to wait and monitor our own enrollment. If our enrollment continues to decrease, of course, that means less state aid on the whole. And as the board well knows, we're looking at a serious and severe structural deficit in just a few years.
Also last night, the school board authorized expenditures prior to formal adoption of the new budget, up to 40% of the previous year's spending plan, unless authorized. The Burlington Common Council agenda for tonight's regular business meeting, right after the 6:30 Committee of the Whole. That includes the recommendation to approve Julie Verhagen as the manager of the new community pool. And the Kenosha County Deputy Sheriff's Association inviting the community to the annual Green Bay Packer Legends basketball game against the deputies this coming Saturday evening, 5 p.m. in the gym at Indian Trail High School at Academy. $5 at the door for adults. The money helps to go to pay for things like the annual Shop with a Cop event at Christmas time. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.